This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Each fall, fishers descend upon the Texas Gulf Coast for the Flounder Run. It's an annual migration of southern flounder. They leave the bays and the straits of the coastline for the open waters of the Gulf to spawn. Fishing during the run is a treasured tradition for Texas anglers, but now there are new rules for reeling in the flatfish. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission passed new regulations yesterday meant to protect and expand Texas's flounder population. Or, as Dacus Gieselin put it,
Commissioners, we're here before you today out of concern for the state's favorite flatfish, the southern flounder.
Gieselin is the Science and Policy Resources Manager for the Coastal Fisheries Division of Texas Parks and Wildlife. His presentation, held over video conference because of the coronavirus, included data that showed a decline in Texas flounder stretching back to the 80s. To reverse that, the commission approved two major changes: completely closing flounder season between November 1st and December 15th, and banning anglers from keeping any flounder under 15 inches long. The idea is to give more female flounder the chance to reproduce.
The male flounder rarely reach 14 inches, and nearly all the flounder harvested legally are those females.
It's a divisive proposal, though. A slight majority of the 1,100 comments Parks and Wildlife received supported the changes, including a quarter which didn't think they went far enough, but 36% opposed them. A lot of that resistance comes from the economic effect that closing flounder season for 6 weeks could have. Houston fisherman Mark Wong has fished for flounder along the Gulf for decades.
Bait shops, hotels, restaurants, gas stations, ice houses, things of that nature. This fall flounder season provides a tremendous economic boost to those businesses.
Captain Scott Maxwell runs one of those businesses. He's a fishing guide from Galveston who's helped people catch flounder for over 30 years.
You're talking about taking away 6 weeks of fishing from people that have been doing this their entire lives, people that make a living doing this like I do.
Maxwell estimated he'll lose about $25,000 a year from the six-week closure. He and others who make a living from flounder also question the data that Parks and Wildlife used to make the new rules. They say that the methods used to measure flounder numbers don't accurately capture the population. And rather than seeing a decline, some commercial fishermen said that 2019 was one of their best years yet. Still, Gieselin from Parks and Wildlife said that one good year, however recent, does not offset the trend.
We recognize that there's occasionally good years in the fishery. That doesn't negate the fact of these clear and significant trends of declining populations of flounder.
Parks and Wildlife Commissioner Bobby Patton tried to stop a vote on the new regulations so more research could be done, but that effort failed. The commission passed the new rules 8-1. They'll go into effect on September 1st, 2021. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.